inches away from the outstretched hands.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. Plaxico Burress was a player that brought a great dynamic to the New York Giants on offense. After spending his first 5 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Burress was signed to a big deal with the Big Blue in 2005, and he paid immediate dividends.
Bootleg for Manning. Rolls right, end zone. It's caught by Burress. Touchdown! Takes the snap, drops back, short set, lobs it right, looking for Plaxico. He's got it for the touchdown!
Your first year with the Giants was Eli's first year as a full-time starter. He had started some games in 04, but now it was his gig. What was your first impressions?
Extremely intelligent. You know, I think we can have a, you know, pretty good, you know, combination. And, you know, our communication, it was just great. We would sit down in the meetings on Fridays while everybody would leave, and me and him would just watch film, just me and him. And we would sit there and just break down secondaries and the guys playing defense. And when we got on the field on Sunday, it was just like pitch and catch.
Manning with a first to 10 at the Giants 38. Throws it right, wide open first, past the defense at the 30. 20, 15, 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Manning the throw, pump fake, avoids pressure, now throws a deep ball down the right side, looking for Plaxico, makes a one-handed catch, and reels it in at the 12! He took it off the shoulder of Bruce Thornton. What a catch by Plaxico!
In 2005, Plaxico hauled in a team-leading 76 passes for 1,214 yards and 7 touchdowns, including a career-long 78-yard scoring catch in Week 17.
Burress has it on the run, splits the defense to the 40, across midfield, Plaxico to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants, 78 yards.
Happy New Year, everybody. 05, go out with a bang.
It's a young team on the rise. Were you encouraged by what you kind of felt was building?
We had a good team. There was no doubt about it. I mean, everybody was kind of coming into their own, where everybody was basically in their prime. Offensively, Armani was just a crafty of a receiver, you know, that you can play with. Jeremy Shockey, I mean, he was tough. You know, he could get up the seam. He could draw a lot of double coverage and get it off of me, and I could play one-on-one. And Tiki, I mean, he was in the prime of his career. He was playing, you know, phenomenal football at that point in time. I mean, we had a great group of guys, and I was just saying to myself that, let's just keep these guys together that we got, because that's the reason why I came here.
In 2006, Plaxico again led the team with 988 receiving yards on 63 catches with 10 touchdowns.
Lobs one right to Burress. Touchdown! What a catch by Plaxico! Play fake to Barber. Steps up, has all day. Rifles one left. Caught by Burress at the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Plaxico Burress!
In a Week 2 showdown with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants trailed 24-7 in the fourth quarter. Big Blue staged a furious rally, scoring 17 unanswered points to send the game into overtime, where Plaxico's 31-yard touchdown catch gave New York a thrilling come-from-behind victory.
Third and 11, drops back, blitz on, heaves it left for Plaxico. Burress, who makes the catch for a touchdown! Burress just beat Sheldon Brown for a touchdown, and the Giants have won in overtime, and they come on the field in Bob Manning.
The Giants score 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter and win it on a third and 11 in overtime, Manning the Plaxico Burress from 31 yards out.
What a game, what a comeback.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burress. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burress.
As 07 came and Coughlin, you know, almost got fired, did you see some subtle changes in Tom in trying to relate to you guys a little bit differently?
I did see some changes in him.
Beautiful day, huh?
I think it was something that we needed. I think that is what brought us together close as a team, because now we're saying, okay, we kind of feel like he's a part of us. You know, we just all just want to be on the same page and win.
So you're on offense. You guys put up big numbers against Dallas in week one, but you lose. Then you guys come home and kind of lay an egg against Green Bay. So now you go down to D.C., and you've been around long enough to know 0-3 is not a – the probabilities aren't good.
I'm sitting on the bench, and I'm just saying to myself, man, we cannot start this season off 0-3.
Late in the fourth quarter, Plaxico scampered 33 yards to give New York a 24-17 lead.
Burris makes his man miss, touch right to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Plaxico Burris!
But in the game's final seconds, Washington mounted one last drive, setting up a fourth and goal at the Giants' one-yard line.
They're literally 6 inches from the goal line. I don't remember who it was. Somebody hit that gap and it stopped them cold. And we just kind of just took off from there. It was like, we just got on the roll, man.
Manning the throw, has time, slings one left for Burris, who makes the catch for a touchdown.
What a play.
Back looks left, throws, he's got Burris in space, stiff arms Dyson, down the left sideline to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, he high steps in for the touchdown. Plaxico Burris does it again.
Manning back, looking downfield, Plaxico Burris has a step to the 5, touchdown Plaxico Burris.
As you're getting deeper into the season, are you starting to feel this confidence from within as a team?
Oh, absolutely. We would travel and just, you know, beat teams on the road. Nobody wanted to play us on the road back then. We just had that us against the world mentality when we traveled. There's nothing better in this business than to win on the road. We was going into people's stadiums and just whipping them. And I think us going on the road and winning all those games, we were like supremely confident.
How concerned were you, though, the Washington game at home? You guys, as a team, you just don't play well. You lose in your building. And now it's like, all right, if we don't beat Buffalo, we got to play an undefeated team, and we might not get in.
We were confident. But we were saying to ourselves, hey, man, we got a Week 16 game against the New England Patriots. They're having basically the best season in NFL history. So we got to find a way to, you know.
I want to beat Buffalo.
Yeah, we got to find a way to win this game. So the weather is horrible. The weather got so bad we couldn't throw it, we couldn't catch it, couldn't see, and you had to run it. And we ran it, like, successfully, 257 yards worth to beat Buffalo to get into the playoffs. And
did you see Bradshaw go? Did you feel relieved?
I don't think I saw Mark cross the goal line. I mean, I saw him go by me. I pushed the corner back, and I saw him go, and I just waved at him, and I was like, he was running. Nobody was going to catch him.
Bradshaw to the 40, to midfield. No one's going to get the rookie, Adam Marshall. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ahmad Bradshaw.
So last game of the regular season. Now you're in. Nothing to play for. And here comes Tom Brady. Coach Coughlin says, hey, we're going at him.
Coach Coughlin came in that Monday morning. He said, we're going to play. I was like, okay, we can get a chance to knock him off the high horse.
Manning on a play fake, he'll throw. Look at deep post, wide open down the middle of the field. It's Plaxico Burris who makes the leaping catch and is knocked down at the 18-yard line.
Manning pumps, throws one right into the end zone. Caught by Burris on the sideline. Did he hold it? Touchdown!
You didn't win, but did it give you confidence personally?
We were more physical than them. They knew it. And we got out there, and I think for them, they knew that was like, these guys are not afraid of us. Yeah. They knew that we weren't afraid of them, and they know it.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burris. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burris.
You go to Tampa, you beat them. They're a division champ, but let's face it, a lot of people figure you guys are going to win the game.
Yeah.
Next week, you got Dallas.
Yeah.
Whole different deal. Is that one of the sweetest victories you ever had?
They knew us, and we knew them very well. They beat us twice that year. And I'm just saying to myself, we will not lose to the Dallas Cowboys three times in 1 year.
Down the left sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Amani Toomer.
You still got to sweat it out, though, until RW makes that interception. Could you bear to look?
I had to.
Romo takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. R.W. McCorder.
One thing you know about R.W. McCorder is if you have a chance, you know, to play with him. You know, he's not going to go for any fakes. He's a sound corner that I've ever had a chance to play with.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field. -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
So now we go to Green Bay. You know it's going to be cold. Coffin's face is all red. It's crazy.
Man, it is freezing outside, man. I've never felt anything like that in my life. I remember walking out for the game. You know, they give you the foot warmers, the insoles, and they put them in your shoe. I tape it to the bottom of my feet. And Ronnie Barnes is like, hey, Flex, man, you can't tape that thing to the bottom of your feet. Your feet's going to be burning. And I said, well, I'm going to just be running fast.
Tell me what it meant for you guys as an offense when Jacobs runs over Charles Woodson to start the game.
I think it sent a message to Charles Woodson and that whole defense. Charles Woodson just runs up on him like Brandon Jacobs is 5'6", 170 pounds. But he's 6'4", 270. It's a bigger play than any play in that football game.
Manning from the gun, back to throw, zips one left first, has it on the run at the 40, and knocked down at the 47-yard line as he beat Al Harris on the slant.
You know, I remember Tuesday leading up to the game, Al Harris basically said, you know, I'm going to shut down Plexico Burris and I'm going to guard him one-on-one. When he comes to Green Bay, he knows what he's going to get. So I took it personal.
Looks right, throws right, looking for Burris, who makes the catch over the defender at the 35-yard line. He went hand-to-hand with Al Harris, and he beat him.
He was regarded as probably the best corner in the NFL at that time. I knew him so well when I got on the field that I knew what he could do and what he couldn't do. And I just basically just played him to his weakness like for a whole four quarters.
Manning takes back to throw. He wings it over the right side, and he's got Burris again. He turned around Al Harris out of bounds at the 11-yard line of Green Bay. Goodness.
Eli and Plaxico Burris were the only two guys who played like they weren't cold. They looked like they were in the backyard slinging it around.
In that kind of weather, you don't know. We really don't know what to expect from a quarterback as far as throwing the ball. And you know, we just went out and we just put on one of those shows that it'll be talked about for a long time.
Manning threw for 251 yards. 150 of them went to Burris on 11 catches. The game went into overtime where the Big Blue defense stole the show.
The pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick,
giving Lawrence Tynes a chance to send the Giants to the Super Bowl.
I don't think Coach Coughlin was going to let him kick. We were going to go for it. And, you know, Tynes went up to him. He's like, Coach, I can make it. And Coach was like, go ahead.
All right, here goes Tynes again. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
Yeah. Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl.
I remember grabbing a mine and kissing him on the cheek. And still to this day, I told him when I first got here, I was like, hey, man, we're going to win a Super Bowl. And he was like, he was right. I told you.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burris. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian, Plaxico Burris.
So you're in the Super Bowl now. Media Day comes, and you predict that the Patriots won't score more than 17 points.
We're only going to score 17 points? Okay.
The true story behind this thing is we get to the hotel, and this guy, he just happened to be a guy from the national media. And he say, Plex, any predictions for Sunday? I'm like, 23-17. I wake up in the morning, it's national headlines. And it came out the next day, and I had to own it.
Now, you're not practicing all year because you got the ankle, but now you hurt your knee.
I actually slipped in the shower, and my knee swells up. And so they looked at it. It was like, man, you got an MCL sprain. And they're like, Plex, it's a 3 to 6 week injury. And I didn't think I was going to play.
Urban legend has it that you were actually praying in the locker room before they actually knew whether you could go or not. When did you make the decision?
When I came back from my warm-ups, I literally thought that I was going to tear my knee up that night. I had that conversation with myself. I was like, hey, man, you know what? If you tear your knee up tonight, you can say that you played. So I made that decision to play.
The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Now you're playing in the game. Early part of the game, guys driving on him. Defense is balling. Tuck is planting people. You trail to start the fourth quarter. What are you thinking as the game's unfolding?
I thought it was going to come down to the end because they were a good football team that I haven't played against.
Brady gets set, takes the snap, back to throw, lobs one right for Moss, touchdown! The Patriots have the lead. So the Giants know what they have to do. They've got to go 83 yards in 239.
So you're down four. Tell me your perspective of the great escape slash helmet catch.
They're double-teaming me all night. We're in a slot on the backside, at least outside the corner, and I look back. And I'm like, oh, man, he's getting sacked. I'm like, oh, he got out. And I just see him go back, and I'm like, no, don't throw it. And he throws it. And DT jumps up. He catches the ball. I'm like, oh, my gracious. I don't know how he catches that ball. I remember going over to David Tyree. I grab him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, man, do you know what you just did? You saved the Super Bowl for us.
So now it's set up. Here you are.
First and 10 at the 13. 39 seconds to go. Giants down by four.
They call the play, and Eli grabs right before I break the huddle. He says, hey, man, they get single. I'm throwing it. So I run out, and I get to the line, and I see the coverage. It's blitz coverage. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. The ball's coming.
Three receivers right, Burris left. Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left. Burris is wide open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
With 35 seconds to go, and the Giants regain the lead. Manning to Burris.
They had Plaxico one-on-one, and you know there was no doubt where I was going. I was throwing it high in the corner end zone and let him make a play.
Eli can't hike the ball fast enough, and you know he lets it go. I make a move on Ellis Hart, steps down, takes a fake, and I just run clean by him. And I see the ball up, and I turn 360 degrees, running full speed. And it was like.
And I'm just, you know, catch that thing now. Don't take your eye off the ball.
You know, that ball just seemed to hang up there in the end zone forever. I was like, things got to come down. Hurry up and get down. And sure enough, it did.
Like the feeling just went out of me. I couldn't believe that it just happened. I couldn't believe it.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Plexico, you did your thing, coming up clutch for your team when they needed it most. How on earth does this feel?
First, come out here and get a win. Man. So
we had a group of guys that genuinely wanted each other to succeed. So everybody played hard for each other. And we just wanted to win for each other.
If 2007 was the highest point in Plaxico's career, then 2008 was the lowest. The Giants had an 11-1 record and were the top seed in the NFC heading into the playoffs. But on November 28th, Plaxico accidentally shot himself in the leg. Burris was suspended, and the Giants lost three of their next four games. A once promising season ended with a bitter loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC divisional playoff game.
It was a selfish decision on my part. I feel like I let him down tremendously. I took away something great, not just for myself, but I think, you know, for my teammates.
Obviously, you came to the team in 05. You won the Super Bowl in 07. There were a lot of ups, and there was obviously the big down. But at the end of the day, you can't write the history of the New York Giants without Plaxico Burress.
Just a great tradition of great players. You know, the feel when you walk in the building, you know, it's still the same. And it's a special place. It's a special, special place.
Plaxico Burress doesn't run away from some of the decisions and mistakes that he made. But when you look at his Giants career, you can't take one thing away from him. The fact that he was able to gut it out and play in Super Bowl 42 despite the knee injury. And that brilliant performance that he put on against the Green Bay Packers. Legendary stuff in helping the Giants win one of the most memorable Super Bowls in history. That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Chronicles, Plaxico Burress, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in your car insurance. Visit geico.com.